Well, I think at this point I finally recovered, and perfect time because Brennan and James from Coronado Brewing have joined me again as we talk about your guys' 30th anniversary. The cult famous beers that I think are instantly identifiable. I mean, when you talk about Mermaid Red, it is probably the biggest cult beer you have.
Yeah.
As soon as you release it, there's a line like it's Disneyland outside the tap room.
Yeah, it's in that grouping of beer. We're constantly getting the comments and the DMs. When's Mermaid Red coming back? When's this one coming back? And this is definitely in the top five of those that it's just a consistent ask. You know, we bring it back yearly.
It's Mermaid's Red, but technically this is not a red ale. This is an amber ale, right?
We still use a balance of crystal malts to give it that red color, but we put a lot of Centennial and Cascade.
All those sea hops.
Yeah, into this beer. It balances well with the smooth maltiness. We have like the woody aromatics, the floral, and the citrus character, slight citrus character of those hops.
It's definitely a balance of flavors because you see a beer that looks like this, immediately think it's going to be more on the malty sweet side.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like you said, you've got all those malty sweetnesses balanced out. You get almost a more aggressive hoppiness, a bitterness, than you do any sweetness.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those beers that I don't think we would have made it out alive if we didn't bring this one back to help celebrate that big milestone.
they would have skinned you. They would
absolutely.
Run you out of town on a rail.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been pretty. So
since you brought your wife to take more pictures.
She's back.
Yeah, she's back. I'm actually going to let her do the pairing of this because she's the one who picked the song. What are we playing with this Mermaid Red?
We're going to play Say Ferris, Come on Eileen.